factory spaces were laid up. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. All right, folks, we want the guns.
It's the InfoWars. You're trying to blast past the awesome, the awesomeness that is Clutch. It is January 24th, 2010, folks. 2010. Man, almost a month gone by in this new year, and we've got some big stories. We're going to be taking your calls all 3 hours, so if you want to line up on the phones, it's 888-201-2244. That's 888-201-2244. What I want to talk about today, CCTV cameras in the sky. Police plan to use military-style spy drones in the UK. Now, if you listened to the show last week, we had Cindy Sheehan on for a full hour, and a lot of things we discussed involved these systems using drones. And I made the point that we are so apathetic, so zombified, so mesmerized, so hypnotized, that we're not going to care about these drones until they come here to the United States. They're already in Miami. Okay, they're already used them in select places in the United States of America and on the borders, by the way. So they're already largely in use, but now they're coming out in the United Kingdom, where they're already putting CCTV cameras in the homes, inside the homes of the sin bin families, as they call them, saying that they have them in 2,000 homes now, working towards 20,000 homes within the next 12 to 18 months. That's mainline Guardian, Daily Mail, Telegraph. A lot of news agencies that people in the United States just don't know because they don't look beyond CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Well, I got news for you, people. There's a whole world out there, a whole big world. And unfortunately, the way the system is set up, other countries will be more truthful about certain things because it affects the populace less. We're actually going to be going through a lot of UK news because a bunch of photographers actually stood up to the parliament and went out there and said, look, we're sick of these anti-terror regulations and laws and getting harassed because we have a camera. You don't have the right to come up to us, demand identification, and then say, if you don't give it, you're going to be charged with terrorism. I got the picture somewhere around here, but we're going to bring that up for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're also going to be talking about Christmas time Bin Laden. Apparently, Bin Laden was now behind the attack of the underwear bomber, according to a very shoddy audio recording from a guy claiming to be Bin Laden that's on an Arabic Al Jazeera station. Now, let's talk about this for a minute. They want to invoke the boogeyman. They're making the point that he's born in Yemen, folks. Osama bin Laden's born in Yemen. We got to go after Yemen. Now, here's the thing. Even if they come out and say, because the White House isn't saying whether this is a real tape or not, even if they come out and say tomorrow or the next day or a week from now that this is a phony tape, it's already been embedded in the public's mind that now bin Laden, the idiot public's mind, the real downtrodden, slovenly, slow-minded folks out there are going to believe that bin Laden was behind the underwear bomber. Well, I got news for you, folks. You know, we talked about it on this show. We talked about it on the Alex Jones show. We talked about the second man that was detained on the plane. And lo and behold, today our gods, our lords, the mainstream media is now reporting, yes, a second man was detained. Let's find that one. Here it is right here, CNN.com. See, you hear it here first. They'll deny, deny, deny. Oh, there was no second man, except for this story. Authorities were watching different Nigerian on Christmas Day flight. U.S. authorities had another Nigerian-born man with an engineering background on the radar when Northwest Airlines Flight 253 prepared to land in Detroit, Michigan on Christmas Day. Emmanuel Chukwu shared the same travel itinerary with Umar Farouk Abdul Militab, it's very hard for me to say that last one, folks, the suspect in the unsuccessful attempt to blow up the Amsterdam-Netherlands to Detroit flight. Both men were originally from Nigeria and had studied as engineers. And they admit in this that the man was detained just like the Haskell said. But what they're not talking about is the sharp-dressed man that got him on a plane without a passport saying he was a Sudanese refugee. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders sling test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get snitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And once again, InfoWars is at the top. Working here, it shocks me how ahead of the mainstream media we really are. We really put them to shame, folks. I mean, they're so behind the story. Right now in front of me, CNN.com, authorities were watching different Nigerian man on Christmas Day flight. Now, the guy had the same exact itinerary. I do not know whether this gentleman was the man who was taping the incident. So far, they're telling us there are no tapes that show anything. And they made that woman who said that, they tried anyway on the Candy Crowley show to try to make her look like a fool. It was actually Larry King and Candy Crowley was sitting in. And she's like, oh, you saw something very bizarre. Why don't you tell us about that? She's like, yes, you know, while the incident was occurring, I saw a man taping it. She said, well, that's funny because the FBI is telling us there are no tapes. So, she's on with the guy who jumped the supposed underwear bomber. Who looked emotionless, without emotion, according to the Haskells. Lawyers. people who have been tried to be discredited by the FBI. What did they tell you from the beginning? The man was led on the plane by a sharp-dressed 50-plus-year-old Indian man who told them that he was a Sudanese refugee and he did not have a passport. Again, they wouldn't have excuses for body scanners and more draconian measures in the airports and abroad without this attack. And now Bin Laden is taking credit for it. That's the front page story, folks. This is the one on the back burner. Federal agents pulled Chukwa aside for several hours of intense screening when Northwest 253 landed in Detroit. Again, this couple told the truth. They had a second man in custody. They're now coming out and saying it. Now, this guy was supposedly, although he was Nigerian, he has four American children. He's been in this country for a long time. Let's see. Again, he has an engineering background. The FBI came back and said, you know, that it is very unfortunate coincidence, right, that the suspect is Nigerian and that this is the first time I got to know the suspect is Nigerian and happened to be an engineer like myself. But unbeknownst to Chukwa, CNN has learned he was being tracked in Tex, a massive government database accessed daily by law enforcement agency. So this guy was already being tracked. The other guy. Yet the underwear bomber, again, gets on with no passport. They don't talk about the man that gets him on. They don't want to show the security videos. They want to quiet the Haskells. And now Bin Laden is taking credit for it. And just like I said, if they prove this to be a hoax, that'll be on the back story. It'll be on the backs of the paper. And the dumbed down American public will still believe that Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda and the boogeymen from under your bed and in your closet were waiting to blow up a plane in America. 888-201-2244, taking your calls. Let's go to Joel in Michigan. Joel, you're on the line.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Hey, yeah, I think this just goes to prove that there is no anti-war sentiment anymore. I mean, like any at all. Like, you Code Pink, any of the Democrats, there just is none.
No, they've been totally crippled by Lord Obama. Lord Obama has come in. He is the savior. You know, in my stack, I have yet another story where he's planning to indefinitely hold Gitmo detainees, just like we said he would. Remember, he's moving some of them to the United States, but he's just going to hold the other ones. It doesn't even matter. It's all a sick joke. Here it is right here. Group slams Obama's panel plan to hold some Guantanamo detainees. They're saying 50. It's much more than 50 on black sites, folks. And again, they're bringing Guantanamo to the United States, not to say that they shut down Guantanamo Bay, but to bring torture here at home to make it more acceptable. Any other points, Joel?
Oh, well, also the body scanners. I mean, it should be pretty apparent what the intent of bringing the body scanners around was, because all the time and resources that went into researching and making these.
Well, they've been on the shelves for over 5 years. They've already had this technology. They've just needed an excuse to move it in on a national level. They've already used them in some of these airports. They were already beta testing the product. And now it's time for the military-industrial complex to make billions of dollars on their investment. That's what this is about. Creating the slave grid and making a profit while it happens, Joel.
Do you think that those companies that did all the research, do you think that they would do it if they didn't have any kind of commitment, you know, from the government that they would push it through regardless of what the people say?
Oh, of course not. Listen, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, all these people are involved in not only the projects that we see, but the black projects behind the scenes. I mean, that's just the fact of life. Look, we live in a technopoly. It isn't even a corporatocracy. It's a technopoly. They don't compete with one another. They edge out the lower competition and try to make it so no one can even get in the game anymore. I appreciate the call, Joel. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chuck, you're online.
Hey, Jason, let me tell you that speaker.
All right, yeah. Yeah. What's up, buddy?
From what I've been able to find out, it seems like we'll be in Nigeria with a military presence within the next month, maybe even sooner. The president of Nigeria has been in Saudi Arabia getting his heart worked on for the past 2 weeks. Look for a guy called Good Luck Jonathan. And the thing is, in Nigeria, you have the Muslims in the north that control a lot of the military, the Christians in the south that control the oil, and Nigeria's got twice as much light sweet crude, not the crud they got in Venezuela, And all arrows point to something big going on in that part of Africa.
All right, man, I appreciate the call. We're keeping our eyes open. They're not just beating the drums for nothing, folks. And remember, this I had to watch the president earlier in the week at some kind of a town hall. I wasn't even sure what it was. But in the middle of it, I'm working on my film, working on Invisible Empire, and the break room's kind of right across from Rob Jacobson's office, who's doing the mixing and the editing. So I'm sitting there, and I hear him say something about H1N1. So I walk in there, and he is still peddling the H1N1 vaccine, saying there's going to be yet another wave of the, I hate to use the term so many times, but the boogeyman virus. Do you know anybody that died from H1N1? Was it the horrible apocalyptic, you know, nightmare scenario that they said it would be? Even though less than 30% of the population was actually dumb enough to take the vaccination, they're still trying to, they actually said 20% on the local Texas news that only 20% had taken it. National news is reporting somewhere around 30% took the shot, but they're still pushing it on the people who haven't taken it. It's a sick joke. Talk about profit for death. And you can sit there and say, oh, well, not that many deaths happened, Jason. I never said there were going to be that many deaths. I said, look, some people are going to come down with Guillain-Barré. Some people are going to die, okay? And then it's a soft kill virus on top of that. It's not good for you when your body takes in squalene and formaldehyde and mercury. Mercury, folks, no matter what they tell you, is a heavy metal poison that can affect your brain. All right, let's continue with the callers. Let's go to James in Washington. James, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
Yeah, I was wondering what your thoughts were on maybe 2012 being possibly a false flag the New World Order is setting up to maybe use a crisis as an excuse to just, you know, consolidate power and just control us. And
you know, it's really interesting that you you brought that up, James, because there's a lot of speculation on the web right now. And hold him, because I want to talk to him. A lot of speculation right now whether or not the Haiti earthquake was some kind of HARP or tectonics weapon. And we've had Chavez come out and say some bizarre things that's saying that. And I'm not a Chavez fan. In fact, I've got a news item that I really want to go over and tell you. Again, Chavez devaluing the currency, taking control of the media, shutting down TV networks. That's what fascism looks like. That's what a slave state looks like. Don't let the leftist telling you he's a god fool you. But back to this 2012 thing. Now, I don't know what happened in Haiti. It looks like a natural man-made disaster to me. It was really bizarre. Aaron Dykes did an article earlier in the week that they were running some kind of an earthquake relief Haiti drill just before it happened. But I haven't looked into it enough. I'm not going to come out and say, oh, tectonic weapons, blah, 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 blah. But saying they do have that type of technology, the public has been so primed and indoctrinated into this idea of some kind of a disaster scenario on 2012. What if these weapons are real and they are operational? And these are the people that caused some kind of great earthquakes, tornadoes, tsunamis, disasters during 2012. It's not the pole shift everybody talks about. It's not the Mayan end prophecy that everybody talks about. There's so many other theories out there. But what if it is these people? I don't put anything past these people. And that's why I think it's so dangerous to have a national security slave state that refuses to tell you the truth about this weather warfare, that refuses to tell you the truth about the black operations they run, that refuses to tell you the truth about the technologies that they've developed, James. So I don't put anything past them. It's absolutely a definite possibility. Is it a probability? I'm not in the position to know. Anything else, James?
Well, it's just whenever they hype things like this and the mainstream media gets a hold and there's movies on 2012, I just start to get kind of skeptical, you know.
Well, I think everybody should be skeptical other than, you know, I don't think the world is ending in 2012. I have plans to be around on this planet long after 2012, 2020, 2030, 2040, 2050. I want to live a long, very happy life, and I don't think that there's going to be some kind of a disaster. To get the public in such a fervor, a fever, to wind them in. People, I wish their wills were stronger. I wish their mental capacity was better. I wish they had better discernment, less apathy. But unfortunately, a lot of human beings out there have really lost humanity, folks. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmese.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
You know, when I say that people out there have lost their humanity, I mean it. How else does an 18-year-old kid walking down the street with a Mountain Dew bottle get jumped by two undercover officers, beaten and tased, and then charged with four separate crimes? They didn't find crack on this kid. He's an honor student. He plays the cello, I believe. Okay? He had a Mountain Dew. These cops weren't even in uniform. We're going to play a little video off of YouTube for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers out there. Now, they haven't even brought these guys up on charges yet. an arrest in which several punches were thrown has triggered an accusation of brutality against Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania police from the mother of an 18-year-old honor student who was taken into custody. The kid took closed fist shots from undercover officers jumping out of a car saying he was suspicious for having a Mountain Dew bottle. Unreal. All right, let's hit the clip. We're going to keep taking your calls. 888-201-2244. Watch this, folks.
Our first look at some photos showing injuries a local teenager says are the result of police brutality. We want to warn you, these are disturbing. 18-year-old Jordan Miles, a senior at Pittsburgh's Creative and Performing Arts High School, says he was beaten by plainclothes police officers in Homewood 9 days ago. Channel 4 Action News reporter John Greiner is live in the newsroom now with the latest on this. John.
The teen's mom says they may consider a civil lawsuit, but first they're dealing with the criminal case. Jordan is charged with assaulting two police officers. He says it was the other way around.
Tonight, 18-year-old Jordan Miles still shows the effects of a run-in with Pittsburgh police he can't understand.
Like, I'm not on the street. I don't have a record. I never had a problem with the police before.
The criminal complaint states on the night of January 12th, as Jordan says he was going to his grandmother's, three undercover police officers suspected he had a gun and saw him run. Jordan says they grabbed and beat him and describes his injuries.
At that time, like, my face was really numb. I was in the snow. They just pushed my face in the snow. But when I went to jail, I began to, like, fall out. I was able to feel everything. It was throbbing. I had a headache. I was dripping blood everywhere. Like, the pain was tremendous.
Miles says police found no gun, no drugs, and nothing that looks like a gun on him. A police spokesperson says the case has been referred to OMI for a complete investigation. As for Jordan's mother, she wants to know why police would target her son, a senior who plays the viola at Pittsburgh's Performing Arts High School.
I want to know what made those three police officers stop my son that night and beat him to a pulp for no reason.
Jordan Miles' attorney said the police were not in uniform and Jordan ran because he didn't know who they were. In the affidavit, police say they punched and kicked him because he was resisting arrest, for which he's charged. Live in the newsroom, John Greiner, Channel 4 Action News.
And let me tell you, folks, they charged him with aggravated assault, a lie, okay, loitering, a lie, resisting arrest and escape, a lie. They've never put him under arrest. And what they don't tell you, and if you didn't watch PrisonPlanet.tv, you wouldn't realize, they shot him in the head with a taser. They tasered him in the skull. Okay, the side of his head, he had dreads and he was beaten to a bloody pulp, but because they hit him in the side of the head, they pulled the dreads off there and he was forced to shave his head. That's America. That's us losing our humanity when a gang of thugs with some power beat and tased some. They tased him in the face. How many out there are looking forward to a good tasing in the face later? I know I can't wait to get home, kick on my slippers, slip into, you know, something a little more comfortable, eat some popcorn and get tased in the face. Oh, that's right. I don't want to be tased in the face, especially for not breaking the law. Probably cold out there in the first place. He probably didn't want to be walking to his grandmother's. Probably would have rather had a ride. But no, the cops in this country think it's a-okay to take somebody, beat them senseless. I mean, this kid's face, the whole left side of his face was closed up, welts on it. He still had what appeared to be blood in his eye during this interview with the local media. He had to shave his head because the side of his head was somewhat charred from the tasing. Tased in the face, folks. You know, it's funny when you're watching The Hangover and a bunch of little kids are getting together with the funny officer and they give the kid the taser and he tases Zach Galifianakis in the face and but it isn't really funny when it's real. But we've been desensitized to such an extent that somebody tased in the head, hey, shouldn't have resisted those police officers that were arresting him and beating him for nothing. We're going to come back. We're going to take your calls to the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, 888-201-2244.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam, way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one,
my
two,
board
three.
My board op out there is just all about the criminal charges and lawsuits in this case. And if you're just tuning in, once again, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania police attack 18-year-old honor student who plays the viola because he had a Mountain Dew and they thought it was a gun. They were undercover. They didn't identify themselves. They put him in the hospital pretty bad. He was in a neck brace. His whole face was swollen shut, kicked in the head. And, tased in the face. That's right, tased in the face. That's the number one single from Kenny Loggins back in 1978, I remember. Yeah, that was a good one. Tased in the face. Just unbelievable. But this sort of thing happens all the time in other countries. In other dictatorships? I mean, I literally couldn't believe what I was hearing when I was just in the back listening to the Alex Jones show on Thursday, and he was playing that documentary about the North Korean slave camps where they were breeding slaves who had no idea that the outside world even existed. That torture included cutting off fingers one by one, hooks in the back, being rotated over a hot spitfire like a pig. That's what human beings are capable enough when given enough tyrannical power. And that disgusts me. I like the good side of humanity. I believe in good and evil. I know that there are still people out there that have goodness in their heart, that do want to do the right thing, that do want to love their neighbors, their friends, their families, that do want to break free of this culture that's obsessed with Avatar.
I'll admit it. I haven't seen Avatar yet. I probably will see it later on, but I cannot believe, like, it's the number one talking that American Idol is all in the news. Simon Cowell's leaving. Everybody's worried about Jay Leno. I do feel bad for Conan, by the way, but that's not what this show is about. It's okay to know about those things on the peripheral, but what do you know about the government? What do you know about the healthcare bill they're still trying to pass? What do you know about this senator that they just elected? This supposed Republican who did like semi-nude spreads in like GQ magazine and whatnot. Seems pretty liberal to me. What do you know about the false left-right paradigm? What is a conservative? What is a liberal at this point? It's just somebody that's being tricked by one set of talking points. That's all it is. It's not somebody who actually believes anything anymore. It's somebody who follows Keith Olbermann and Lord Obama or follows Lord Limbaugh and Count Roy Hannity. That's all it is. That's it. These people that are up there giving you these left and right talking points, they want you to fight with one another. They're glad that the left is okay with the war in Afghanistan and Iraq at this point. They're happy that, you know, we're promoting the same exact thing that George Bush was promoting on a super hyper level. They're happy that the populace is in fear from an imaginary underwear man supported by another imaginary man. I mean, we're living in a time that is so Orwellian. When they tell you that an underwear bomber that was obviously put on the plane on purpose by some kind of an official, and we know this, this guy, and again, they lied for a month. Today's the 24th. They said since Christmas it was one guy. They're now coming out in the backs of the papers and the bottoms of the headlines and saying, yes, they did detain somebody else. Further establishing that the Haskells were correct all along. So if this part of their story is correct, which it obviously is, they did detain a second man, why isn't the other part of their story correct, where they saw a sharp-dressed 50-year-old Indian man get the underwear bomber on the plane with zero passport, saying he was a Sudanese refugee? We have to repeat it over and over and over again so we can get it through people's skulls. All right, I said I'd take calls. Let's keep going with the calls. Let's go to Nick in North Carolina. Nick, you're on the line.
Yes, hey, Jason, what's going on tonight?
You know, doing a little radio show.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate everything you do. I love your show. You know, they're going to push everything they can, you know, to push us into the Orwellian time. And you said that they don't put anything, you don't put anything past them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you want to uncover the truth, you know. I have one point I'd like to bring up. I've been wanting to talk to you about just for a minute now. But anyway, do you believe, Jason, that Todd Beamer's phone call and his cell phone call was faked?
The faked phone calls. Well, that's a really good question. Do I think that Todd Beamer's phone call was faked? I'm not sure if Todd Beamer's phone call is fake because Todd Beamer never talked to his wife. According to official accounts, Todd Beamer talked to a AT&T or a 911 operator, some kind of an operator. He got on the line with an operator. She asked if she wanted him to be connected to his wife, and then he declined. So the wife never talked to him. The Let's Roll line was supposedly told to the operator, and Todd Beamer had a chance to talk to his wife. So that phone call off the bat is suspicious to me. Now, there's another phone call out there where the gentleman supposedly talks to his mother and says, "Hi, Mom, it's Mark Bingham." Now, that woman was all over the media. I believe 110% she thinks she talked to her son. I saw her in tears the next day. She still gets paraded around in the media all the time. The most interesting one that I really think spells some kind of chicanery involving the cell phones, other than the fact that you can't make a cell phone call at 30,000 feet. These planes would have had to have been much lower. Obviously, you can call from the back phones, but the cell phones, that's really shaky ground. Even today, I mean, in 2004, American Airlines spent thousands of dollars to fit some of their planes with cell phone towers so people could make calls on them because you can't make them at 30,000 feet. Side point. So
the real quickly.
Let me make the last point about the secretary general at the time. I can't quite remember his name, but his wife was a correspondent for CNN, and he had originally said that he talked to his wife and that she had told him that men with box cutters, that's where the box cutter claim comes off. And Deborah Olson is her name. No, Barbara Olson. Barbara Olson is her name. But the FBI in the Moussaoui trial came out and said that Barbara Olson never talked to solicitor Ted Olson. His name was Ted Olson, who claimed that he did talk to her. He said she tried. The FBI's evidence shows that she tried to make a call twice and she never connected. But this guy went all over television saying that the hijackers had box cutters. His wife had told him so and that he had talked to her twice. So go ahead.
Okay. With all that said, and I appreciate you saying that, please let me finish. You said that more than likely there was not a lot of debris at the Pennsylvania crash. And long story short, I've seen some compelling evidence. If you look at all the victims, supposed victims of the plane crashes, you look at their pictures, there's some very strange anomalies, some very strange similarities in each of the victims' pictures. It may appear that some of the victims were actually simulated, created in a computer database as part of this war game scenario, and they're touted as being 9/11 victims like Todd Beamer, and they use his let's roll line, and other victims were actually faked on that day. Look at the pictures. Go to septemberclues.info. Memorial analysis.
All right, Nick, I gotta let you go, man. You know, you bring in September Clues, which is total garbage. And once you start talking about these people were faked, look, they had family. I don't know what you're talking about. Todd Beamer, no matter what you believe, whether he made the phone call, you know, his wife wrote a book. That's a real person. You know, Deborah Burlingame is a real person. She lost her husband, who was one of the pilots on the one that supposedly hit the Pentagon. And then when you try to plug a site like September Clues, which is obvious lies, I'm sorry, man. It's been proven time and time again that these are just, you know, bull shenanigans. These claims that they make on these things, man, I can't even. Folks, they have this one video where they claim it shows the nose coming out of the plane, but if you look at all the other videos from every single angle, the first thing that does come out of the other side, I mean, I'm not saying it's the nose of the plane, but it's that same protrusion. And this is their big evidence for TV fakery, and then they overlay a bunch of videos shot from different angles at different aspect ratios and say because they don't line up perfectly, TV fakery. They make ridiculous claims because of interlace issues on MPEGs that wings disappear. TV fakery. I mean, there's absolutely zero credence to this. I have seen more 9/11 footage probably than 99.9% of the people on this planet. I watched the first 3 days of news from all the major networks, and to say that some of these people were computer simulations, man, people like CC Lyles, they were not computer simulations. Betty, these people had families. I think that is more than a little insulting. All right. I guess I had to get off on that tangent for a little while. Let's go to Chuck in Michigan. Chuck, you're on the line.
Hey, how you doing, Jason? Nice to talk to a fellow patriot. I wanted to bring up the issue of all these Homeland Security patrol vehicles all over the place. It's
okay.
Starting to get pretty scary seeing all this stuff.
Well, I think let's talk about this Homeland Security in the first place. You know, this is set up, again, from the dominating event we were just talking about, 9/11. It truly did change everything on the geopolitical arena, especially here. Now, remember, this was an organization to protect the homeland. Sounded very Hitlerian, just like Deutschland Security. But they said, look, we need this new apparatus. It's a whole new division. And now that bureaucracy, after being mined through Ridge and Chertoff and now Napolitano, has been absorbed by the National Security Agency. It is a literal domestic spying agency for the U.S. public. That's why they're here, and that's why you're seeing them expand. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah. I go down to the federal building downtown Detroit to go to the VA a couple times, you know, maybe 4 or 5 times a year to talk about things at the Veterans Administration. And I've been noticing more and more of these vehicles. One old elderly gentleman in a walker was dropped off in front of the federal building, and the security guards ran out there and started going crazy on the driver of the vehicle, saying, you can't drop or unload passengers off, and I mean, everybody's a terrorist to these people. You know, this one lady had a little voice recorder from her class in her purse, and they're like, oh, you could be, this could be espionage. And I'm like, what's going on here?
You know, that's how dumbed down they are, Chuck, that they're going to accuse an old lady of espionage for having a voice recorder in her bag when 99.5% of the cell phones now have the same feature. You can literally go into your settings, hit voice recorder, hit record with any cell phone, and record whatever you like. But these people are so stupid, they see 1980s technology on an old lady, and they think she's a spy, Chuck.
Correct. I have one other little point I'd like to bring up. Your sure. first caller, Joel, that's yeah. actually my neighbor down the street there. He's actually right now trying to get signatures to get on the ballot for 10th District Congress here in Michigan mm-hmm. against Candace Miller. Mm-hmm. So I just figured I'd let your listeners know that that's,
you got a website?
That's what he's running. No, actually, he's just starting out, and he's trying to do everything he can. He's a full-time student. You know, he's doing everything he can. He's going to be running basically on the Ron Paul platform.
That's excellent. You know? Well, keep us updated. Get a website going. Call into the show. Let you plug it. I'm always looking for people that are involved with Campaign for Liberty, involved in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and trying to stick up for our freedoms here at home. I appreciate the call, Chuck. Let's go to Brad in Idaho. Brad, you're on the line.
Hey, you know, speaking about fascism and Hugo Chavez.
Yes.
Fascism is when, you know, a corporation and banks, private banks,
that's true.
Control a government.
That's true. So you would say that this is more socialism, but it's really almost the same thing, because he's not, first of all, fascism is when, he's right, corporations basically dictate what the government does. You saw this in Italy during the Hitlerian era, Mussolini, this type of thing. You really see it in this country, a soft type of fascism. But where I can relate, and here it is right here, TV channel critical of Chavez is dropped, is that really he is the corporate empire at this point. When one man can devalue the currency by 50% in a day and then take over any store that dares to raise its prices and call it price gouging. I mean, that's kind of a fascist technique. He's basically saying that the state owns everything. And I want to say that chain of grocery stores was privately owned by some French entrepreneur, and they just took it. So I guess it's more like a dictatorship. You're probably right in correcting me that it isn't really fascist. It's more, some would argue it's socialist, but I just think it's tyrannical. Go ahead, Brad.
Well, so if we have a situation in the world today where the corporate takeover of the entire planet, then how would someone like Hugo Chavez, who was popularly elected, how would he take back all that stolen land if he doesn't do it through government? And then from the outside, yes, it looks like socialism, and it is. But
I see your conundrum. So you're saying to me that, well, if Chavez really is a good guy, and that's a big if to me, how else is he supposed to combat evil than by taking over what he perceives are evil organizations that are trying to usurp his power and put out a negative image, right?
Yeah, well, let's go to Nicaragua and the freedom fighters, the Contras.
Sure.
And of course, everybody called the Contras fighting for freedom, and they literally killed the peasants.
Yeah.
And the government had taken the land away from the United Fruit Company to spread it out to the people.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that's I guess that would be socialism on a political spectrum, but I think you have to do that if you're fighting against a fiat based power structure that is not accountable to
here's why I disagree with you, Brad. You have to allow others to propagate their ideas, even if it is indeed propaganda and lies. So shutting down a TV channel critical of Chavez, even if that TV channel is Western sponsored, is full of disinformation, you have to counter that with other information. Shutting it down does everybody a disservice, because that is essentially shutting down dissent. And that puts fear into the people's hearts. And just saying that you can come in and take something, I mean, there are chains out there that aren't run by French entrepreneurs, that are run by individuals within Venezuela, and they're scared to death to raise their prices because they're scared they're just going to have their business taken over. And those kind of rights given to one man in one dictatorship isn't a good idea. I can't tell you that I think Chavez is a good guy. I've been on the fence about him for a long time out there. I know people like John Perkins think that he's the real deal and the second coming, but I'm sorry. When you take TV channels off the air, whether they're some other state sponsored or not, you're treading on dangerous ground, man. I appreciate the call, Brad. I appreciate the perspective. Let's go to Ken in Virginia. Ken, you're online.
Jason, you've had on your webpage about the executive order was released by the House White House Press Secretary January 11th on the Council of Governors. Now, the only thing I want to add to you that I was before your show became available, I was on two other national broadcast shows and said that I wrote.
Ken, hold over. We're going to a break. We'll get to it on the other side. It's the Info War with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses.
With Jason Burmes, January 24th, 2010. We're taking your calls. We're going to go back to Ken in Virginia. Ken, you were talking about the Council of Governors.
Yes. And Paul Joseph Watson wrote about it January 18th for the benefit of some of your listeners that haven't heard. This creates a council of state governors who will work with the feds to expand military involvement and domestic security and eliminate the last roadblocks to declaring martial law in the United States. Mm-hmm. Now, I have written two fax letters to Governor Bob McDonnell, who's a Republican in Virginia, telling about this and that his that what he needs to do is to stop the Republican governors. I don't know just how many of them there are, maybe 18 or so, to stop them from accepting appointments. In other words, if they're appointed by the president, the executive order sets up that there should be no more than five from each political party out of the 10 on the council. So if they can stop five, as many as five Republican governors from accepting appointments, they can nullify the whole thing. And so that's what your audience needs to do. If you live in a state which is has a Republican governor, just tell them not to accept appointments. And you can see the text of my two letters. They're on, it's not my webpage, www.virginianewssource.com today. It's near the top. It's the first item, www.virginianewssource.com. That's Virginia News Source.
All right, thank you so
word.
Much, Ken. I really appreciate the call. Yes, you can check out the articles over at Infowars.com. But basically what this is going to do is give the federal government more power over the state's government, not by way of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, but by dictatorial power set up by giving these governors appointments to this council. So Ken is correct in his analysis. I also want to bring up the Supreme Court eases restrictions on corporate campaign spending. They've given corporations even more rights than human beings. They're unaccountable. And, you know, it shocked me, but the first sentence really sums it up over at CNN. The Supreme Court is giving big business, unions, and nonprofits more power to spend freely in federal elections, a major turnaround that threatens a century of government efforts to regulate the power of corporations to bankroll American politics. And of course, it's always we talk about this on the air all the time. It's always a 5-4 vote. Oh, we really didn't want to do it, but one person did. Oh, it was so close. It's kind of like the 5-4 vote when they said, hey, you don't have a Fourth Amendment right anymore. Isn't that lovely? No Fourth Amendment right for you. That happened about 7 or 8 months ago. They basically said, no, you don't have the right to remain silent. And if you do talk, even though you said you weren't going to, they can just say you have to talk. And they also ruled that they could this one. I think Fourth Amendment is no unreasonable search and seizures. So the Fifth Amendment no longer exists, and neither does the Fourth Amendment. They ruled that it was okay for a police officer to put a GPS tracking device under a car because of suspicion. And then they were watching the car. No probable cause, no warrant, no problem in America anymore. All right, let's continue with the callers. Rosie in Connecticut. Rosie, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Hello, listeners. I want everyone to hear this. There are solutions for all of the above. Constitutional Homeland Security. A book and also movement by Dr. Edwin Vieira, who is an advisor for the organization I'm involved with. I'm a volunteer for Committees of Safety. I have the benefit of working directly with the founder here in Connecticut, and we also have DV Kidd as our advisor. Every Wednesday night we have conference calls. We have meetings. We now have meetup groups. This is a solution. On our website, we have Governor's Pledge.
People can get involved. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, prisonplan.tv, infowars.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system
with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Now thank God for the media for saving the day. It's the top of the second hour of the Info War with Jason Burmes. Remember, if you miss any of the program, you can go to InfoWars.com or TheInfoWarrior.com, pick up the podcast, or become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and you can see it live streaming video or get the archives, and then it's always up on YouTube the next day. You know, finishing up on the idea that was Rosie was putting out there, there are solutions to all these problems. The solution is you getting involved, you having the will to step into a situation that may not be that glamorous. It may be pretty grim in some respects, and taking the power back, whether that's, you know, joining a local meetup group, joining the PTA in some instances, you know, getting involved in your child's academic life, city council, state senator, congressman. Oh, I can't do that, Jason. I could never win a congressional spot. How do you know unless you try? Why don't you become part of someone else's campaign? Become a member of Campaign for Liberty. Oh, I don't know if I could do that. Well, how about you start your own chapter of We Are Change? They're very welcoming. They'll hug you with open arms. They're making national news all over the place. They're making a difference. So there are solutions to these problems. Anyone who sits there and says, oh, we're doomed, we need to suck our thumbs and get in the fetal position and, you know, just wait to be raped by the New World Order, Jason, that's what should happen. No, of course not. First, we have to find our human spirit, our fight. You know, I can't tell you how nervous I was on the fourth anniversary of 9/11, having never been down to ground zero to do what I was about to do, to hand out DVDs and talk to people. And it was me, the other two filmmakers from Loose Change, and maybe a handful of others that knew what was going on. There was no organized protest. And, you know, through hard work, through the popularity of Loose Change Second Edition, we were able to get over 2,000 people in black Investigate 9/11 t-shirts down at Ground Zero the following year. And there's been protests every year since, and it's something I'm very proud of. And it proves to me not only, I mean, it's the proof that you can make a difference if you put your mind to it, if you have the will to change the world. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Adam in Missouri. Adam, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to say that I love the movie Loose Change. It was actually the pill that woke me up for me.
Oh,
and it just went on from there. One comment I do want to make about patriots and waking people up. One of the four front runners of doing this on radio was William Cooper. And I just wanted to see what your take on this guy was, because obviously he was killed, and you know, nobody really seems to mention about him. And so I just kind of wanted to get your take on that.
You know, William Cooper is somebody whose information I came across years and years and years ago, even before knowing about 9/11, or especially Alex Jones. Behold a Pale Horse was kind of one of these books that was in the underground. You'd heard about it. Maybe you downloaded a PDF file online. Back when I wasn't so into geopolitics, I was heavy into the mind control subject, just kind of as a LARP, and the UFO subject. It's not that, you know, I believed in extraterrestrials. I always found the videos of, you know, these anomalies in the sky as compelling, and I always wanted to know what they were, what was this thing. I also, as a child, was introduced to the Time Life series, Unexplained Mysteries. Remember, read the book. So I knew about William Cooper before really getting into the Patriot movement. Now, flash forward to me becoming awake. The first thing that really woke me up, even though I had already investigated 9/11 and saw that there were a lot of fraudulent
things going on there. But I saw The Road to Tyranny by Alex Jones, and I was like, whoa, what is this? Holy crap. I need to prove this guy wrong, or I need to verify this stuff. And I tried to prove it wrong, and I was able to easily verify about 90%+ of what was in that film. So time goes by, and obviously I'm an info junkie. And I start going through just about everything out there. Lectures by Bill Cooper, checked out Bill Schneider's stuff, Jordan Maxwell, you name it. Jim Mars, just about everything I could get my hands on. And I'm going to tell you where my investigation went from there. Hold over, Adam. We're going to continue to take your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We're taking your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes, 888-201-2244. And I was just kind of wrapping up this idea of some of the things I used to study, I guess, in a past life. Not really a past life, but it feels like one. And, you know, I've read everything from the Majestic 12 documents, which I think are compelling as hell, to watching the Disclosure Project, which I think is extremely questionable. And when I reviewed Behold the Pale Horse, again, I, you know, read it when I was younger, and especially after knowing what I know, I have to go, you know, probably 40% of it is, you know, well documented, true to the bone, and then 60% of it is either unsubstantiated or just completely out there. You know, I feel like it's, sensationalized to a certain degree, and definitely, not supported by any kind of firsthand evidence. So I tell everybody out there, hey, you know, first of all, take whatever anybody, especially myself and others, say with a grain of salt. Do your own research. But especially in the case of Bill Cooper, I would encourage people to definitely read the book. It has some compelling things about AIDS on there, the New World Order, obviously, but then goes a little, and by a little, I mean a lot too far on things like the moon landings and extraterrestrials. And I think there is just a huge amount of disinformation out there concerning extraterrestrial life, or and even UFOs in many cases. I think that the majority of what we're seeing out there are black ops military projects. I think a lot of the evidence suggests that. I'm not saying everything out there is. There's definitely some very compelling NASA videos as well. Then let's, I guess, fast forward to the fact that, you know, Bill Cooper's no longer with us. Well, Bill Cooper, if you ever watched his interviews or listened to him on the radio, was a real hothead. And he openly said if anybody tried to serve a warrant against Bill Cooper, whether they had it or not, that he was going to shoot them in the head. And I don't even think that these people were serving a warrant from the IRS. They certainly weren't special forces. It was a group of sheriffs that went up there to go arrest him, and Bill refused to go. I'm not sure what the charges even would have been. I don't think they were picking him up on the IRS of not paying his taxes charge. And he shot one of them in the head, and then he got gunned down. There really is no conspiracy there. A lot of people want to sensationalize it and say that there was a conspiracy there to kill Bill, but he wouldn't be dead if he didn't start firing on police officers. And that's why I believe that the First Amendment is much stronger than the second one. But we need that second one to back up our First Amendment for sure. Adam, I mean, I think that's the best answer I can give you. Anything else?
Well, if you don't mind, is I got a bad impersonation of Alex Jones, and I can go ahead and whip it out for you if you don't mind.
Whip it out for me, Adam.
Okay, all right, here we go. Thanks for calling the InfoWars.com live listen line. This listen line is brought to you by Cola Blue, the atmospheric water generator. Well, I can go on, but
all right,
I thought Alex would get a chuckle out of that. So you take care, and thanks for all the info.
Oh, you got it, man. I appreciate the call. See, there's a guy that's calling up, you know, and asking an honest question. He's not someone that's looking to attack me. He's not somebody who's looking to set a rift in the movement. He's somebody who's probably seen his information and wonders what somebody else's take on it is. And I think that's a healthy thing. We should share information with one another. We should have separate opinions. You know, none of us out there are omnipresent. None of us out there, no matter how much we'd like to believe it, know everything, are going to make the right decision every time. I'm a human being. I make mistakes. I am not perfect. I'm not espousing to be perfect. I'm not all seeing. I'm not all knowing. I'm just little old Jason Burmes doing the best that he can. That's it. And I just hope more and more people out there legitimately are trying to do the best that they can. They're not spending their time on petty issues and infighting and this guy's an agent and he's giving out disinfo and he's bad because of this. I want to share the love. I got nothing but love in my heart, baby. All right, let's continue with the callers. Then we're going to hit a small news blitz. I want to go over the two big UK stories that I touched upon in the first hour. CCTV cameras in the sky, police planning to use military spy drones, and photographers protest UK terror law. We'll get to that momentarily. Let's go to Gary in Massachusetts. Gary, online.
Jason, kudos to you and Alex. Kudos for all the hard work you guys do. Sharing the love. I got two points I want to make. I think the first one's really critical.
Okay.
We got to motivate the movement so that when they get these scanners in the airports, we get people who support you, we get them out there with their kids. And when those kids go through those scanners, guess what that person behind the scanner just did? He violated the child pornography laws, taking body photos of our children.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say this. Before you even submit your child to a body scanner, realize that it's not even the sick perversion of child pornography that you should be – that should be number one on the list. Number one on the list is you're radiating your kid for no good reason. And I am refusing to go through these things, and I'll tell them – and I'm telling people, listen, arm yourself with a small handy cam, one of those really little flip cams you can get for $150 or sometimes even $100. sometimes a couple hundred depending on them. Carry those with you in your purse, in your pocket, especially at the airport, because they try to get me to go through one of these full body scanners. I'm saying, look, man, I'm not going to get radiated for anybody. You want me to get buck naked right here and you can check me out, we'll do it. You know, if we've got to get graphic, let's get crazy. You know, it's already insane that you're trying to put me through a radiation machine to see my blue ding dong, as I like to call it. I think it's outlandish. It's just outlandish. And if they want to see it so bad, you know, I'll let them see it. I'll strip down right there in the airport. What's your second point, Gary?
Jason, just one more thing on the first. This is like the Great Wall coming down. The minute they do this to families in America, we are all going to rise up against it. You cannot subject our children to these idiot, pedophile TSA operatives who put fake bags of cocaine in 22-year-old girls' bags. Part A. Part B. Jason, you said, you know, we can rise up and do something.
Mm-hmm.
If you add up the $26 trillion and divide it by the total number of Americans, if we had one single class action lawsuit against these NWO people, it would be $85,000 in each of our pockets in a settlement, every single American.
And can you imagine if instead of bailing out the big banks and the car industry, which was really just given money to go outside of the country and further establish a North American union between Canada, Mexico, and the United States, no one's talking about that. But if you gave everybody in the country 85 G's, I'm pretty sure they could have kept their homes, kept their cars, probably worked to find a job. You would have seen small businesses grow. And it would have been an actual positive thing for this country. But no, you don't give the little guy the money. You give the big tyrannical banksters all the cash because it's about a consolidation of power in a control grid slave society. Appreciate the call, Gary. Keep up the good work, my man. Let's go to Tom in Alabama. Tom, you're on the line.
Yes, Alex. I feel lucky tonight.
Okay, it's Jason, but sure.
Yeah, I feel lucky. Where's your call screener? Is it on bathroom break or something?
Is my call
no
screener?
No one asked me what I was.
There are no call screeners here. Yeah, there are no call
None?
Screeners here, man. No, we don't
do
call
great.
Screeners. Yeah, that's not how we roll here.
I tell you, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm calling because, like many people, you know, I'm very concerned about the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Ruling that which allowed all corporations in America and probably foreign ones too to buy up as much time as any of them can afford and charge it off as a business expense. Even
it's nightmarish.
It's a big, huge power grab.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's going to happen to the little guys? Is that these guys, this flood of money will drive up prices for advertising on all the big outlets, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to push people out of the process. In other words, say some of these groups like...
Well, let me just stop you for a second, Tom. What it's really going to do is it's going to make politicians have to pander less to the people. They'll be able to basically flip the bird to the people as they campaign and say, you know what? It really doesn't even matter. You know, I don't need to go campaign for you because someone's campaigning for me. They're spending billions for me and they're unaccountable. Listen, again, CNN got it right in the first sentence of this article. Supreme Court eases restrictions on corporate campaign spending. The Supreme Court has given big business, unions, and nonprofits more power to spend freely in federal elections, a major turnaround that threatens a century of government efforts to regulate the power of corporations to bankroll American politics. Now, we were already in deep, deep trouble with the lobbies and the special interest groups. But now with this 5-4 decision, and remember, it's always a 5-4 decision. They have to make it look like it's close. It's like, oh, well, are we going to do? Oh, I guess we have to do it by one person, but some of us didn't want to do it. And now it's even bigger. Listen, they're not going to ask for our campaign donations anymore because they don't need it. They're going to get their campaign donations from their globalist masters. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, and of course, the Democrats had the majority votes, then they would have done it also.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So, you know, look, both parties are evil. Alex has convinced me of that.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, what do you do? I mean, I'm guilty of playing this left-right game all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what you do, Tom. If you're really this upset about it, we're talking about national elections. We're talking about somebody running for governor, somebody running for Senate, somebody running for president. These are the type of elections you're going to see the big businesses get in on. What you need to do is, if you think you got a better plan or you got a better candidate, get them elected to city council. Get them elected as your local mayor. Get them elected as your local sheriff. You know, I mean, get them to run for Congress. Get a state senator spot. We got to take this thing back from the ground up, because there are so few sincere politicians that want to do right by the Constitution and Bill of Rights out there. I can name them on a handful, and we will name them on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, back after this.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know, because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-FOOD. 1-800-409-5633. Or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution. Cause I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man revolution.
Yeah, we are back. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. CCTV in the sky. Police plan to use military spy drones in the United Kingdom from BAE Systems, an arms manufacturer. You see how they're militarizing the modern world, the Western world. You see it in the UK, you can bet you're going to see it in the United States. You see it in the United States, you can bet you're going to see it eventually in the UK. Obviously, the United Kingdom has been on the cutting edge on spying on their citizens daily with CCTV cameras, especially in London. But this is the next step. Drones could be used for civilian surveillance in the United Kingdom as early as 2012. And remember, it starts out with surveillance, folks. And then all of a sudden, well, you know, we had to use them as tactical weapons. We didn't want to let the criminal get away. And they will use these drones as judge, jury, and executioner like they do in the Middle East, folks. That brings me to my next story. Photographers protest UK terror law. I'm hoping they're going to bring that picture up for you in a moment. But hundreds of photographers went out to London and said, look, we're sick of being pulled outside by cops and told we're the criminals. We're news people. We have a First Amendment.
By the way, when I've been in England years ago, they come up and put you in a terror database for having a camera.
Yeah. Didn't you just beat the law? You went out there with a bullhorn, that megaphone, like
three
a week.
Before went into law. Yeah. They still were saying I couldn't have a camera. And so they do this everywhere.
Yeah, and it looked like a pretty sizable amount of journalists coming out and saying, you know what, we're fed up with this.
No, I mean, that's the answer is, I saw a story out of the Boston Globe. You guys ought to print it. I
never covered it last week about police. It was something like police cracked down on phone video. And people will be like 100 yards away videotaping. They come over and arrest them. I mean, you have no expectation of privacy, whether you're a cop or a citizen on the street. They can't do this. It's tyranny. But the judges are saying, yes, you can't videotape your gods. I mean, folks, the Burmese good show. Just
you got it. There's Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen. So again, while the CCTV cameras are going mobile in the sky via military spy style drones, people in the United Kingdom have had enough. Waving place cards with the message, I am a photographer, not a terrorist, about 2,000 people called for leniency from British police. Leniency? They should demand that they're able to do their job. Forget about leniency. Don't grovel to your masters, folks. That's my thing. Don't grovel to the people that are saying, no, you can't have a camera. No, you're not allowed to tape the police beating people in the face. No. Meanwhile, they go to concerts and other events and take down everybody's license plate number if that concert is against the war. They go to anti-war protests and they database everybody. This is the slave state. This is the control grid. All right, let's continue with the callers. Let's go to Eleanor in Illinois. Eleanor, you're online.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to Alex Jones, and I appreciate all the work both of you guys do. We're all spreading the word. I don't know if anybody's thought of this, but with the whole thing with Cass Sunstein and banning the right to free speech. This should affect anybody who likes music, who likes the arts, who likes entertainment, like of any kind. I mean, I've seen artists who've been pulled off stage and arrested literally when they had a permit to perform just because they did not like whatever the artist was, you know, singing or,
well,
you know,
in 2000, Rage Against the Machine was in Los Angeles during, I believe it was either the Republican primary or the Democratic primary. It might have even been the Democratic primary. And they had a permit and they were performing and the police came out and fired rubber bullets on everybody. People ran like it was a riot scene. And you can see that. I believe it's, which video is that? Do you know which video it is? Ah, no, that's not it. That's by a totally different group, man. They cover it. They don't, that's not the video though. But yeah, look, anybody who actually loves the truth and freedom and liberty should be upset about this Cass Sunstein. And we're saying it's just Cass Sunstein. It's some other Harvard lawyer as well. It's these two people that wrote this 30-page white paper where they joke about conspiracies. It's all ha-ha, buddy-buddy. And anybody that believes that Kennedy was assassinated in the case of a conspiracy also believes that Donald Duck and, you know, imaginary Martians from Area 51 are real. Okay, I mean, I read this thing on air last week, and it was absolutely revolting, absolutely disgusting. And we do have to make other people aware that this is the policy that's being passed around Washington. We'll be back after this, taking your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Listening to the Info Warrior right now. And there's an important football game going on right now, folks. Some would argue maybe the biggest football game of the year, the Saints and the Vikings. Will Brett Favre, in the twilight of his career, after the comeback, get the Super Bowl championship? Will even go to the Super Bowl? That's a big story. I mean, some people are really, some people might shoot themselves in the head after the game because they gambled too much on it. They're like, oh my God, it's all over. Denise is going to leave me. I just spent the mortgage money. Let's be honest. This thing is going to be all over the front page of the paper tomorrow. It is going to be the talk of the water cooler. Yet there are still people out there that give a damn about reality, that give a damn about Supreme Court justice decisions, that give a damn about the Constitution, how it's being walked all over, that give a damn about the financial situation that we should all be going crazy over. They tell you it's 10% unemployment. It's double that. Double that conservatively. Double that. And they just, ha 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 ha, 10% not that bad. We should all live with 10% unemployment. And people are saying, well, why are we seeing more Homeland Security vehicles? Why are we seeing more government jobs? Because as the private sector dies, the government sector comes in and says, we'll feed and clothe you. We love you. Come to our FEMA facility. Work for us. Work for the Homeland Security Department. Tattle on your neighbor. Tattle on your parents. Tattle on your brothers, your sisters. All while jobs are just being slashed and burned here at home. Sam's Club cuts 11,200 jobs, 10% of its workforce, out of Reuters. Now, anybody familiar with BJ's or these wholesale clubs knows what Sam's Club is. You go to Sam's Club, you get everything generic or you get it in bulk. You pay a one-time membership fee each year and you get discounts. Folks, discount stores can no longer survive in this economy because of stores like Walmart. And ironically, Sam's Club is the distributor for Walmart and their generics. That's where you see Sam's Club soda. So even somebody who is working with the biggest slave mart out there can't really do well in today's economy. There are two companies right now that are doing extremely well. It's called Google and Apple. And outside of that, not much going down. Most people losing out. Well, unless you're in gold. And we've been telling them to get in gold for years and years and years and years. So again, Sam's Club cuts 11,200 jobs, 10% of its workforce. There it is, folks. I want to do a little more economic news before we get back to your calls. But while that's going on, what's going on abroad? China's about to surpass Japan. Right here. Where is that? Do I have the China's surpassing Japan? Here it is right here. China's economy may surpass Japan. China could overtake Japan as the world's second largest economy in 2010, 1 year before Goldman Sachs economist Jim O'Neill had previously expected. So this guy, you know, Jim O'Neill already said, hey, this is going to happen, but looks like it might happen a little earlier. So China is thriving. The slave state is thriving. And there is this extensive article at CNNMoney.com getting in on China's stock boom. So in order for you to make money, you can't invest in companies here in the late great United States of America. You have to invest in slave state China. I mean, is anyone else blown away that we're accepting this? They're teaching you how to make money off of slave labor like we should be doing it. It sickens me. These people don't have lives like me and you. They live as literal slaves. They're told how they can breed, how they can live, how they can eat. Is that what you want, America? Is that what you crave? It's not what I crave. All right, let's continue with the callers. Let's keep going. Mike in Virginia. Mike, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. Appreciate you taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to, wanted to share a little bit of an experience I had yesterday. You had mentioned how you were a little nervous going back to Ground Zero. It's the fourth anniversary, and I kind of experienced that in a real small way yesterday at a local gun show.
Okay.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms had a booth set up, and I was a little bit perturbed to see them there, given the events that had happened in Austin. So I got another friend, and we went over to question them about what authority they had to do what they did down in Austin, and they didn't take very kindly to it. And when they saw I was videoing, they actually threatened me and told me if I posted that video, that I was going to be in, quote, real big trouble.
Well, let me tell you this, Mike. Aaron Dykes just went down to the Capitol building in Austin earlier in the week when that shooting on the Capitol went down. And I don't know if he's posted on YouTube yet. In fact, Ryan, can you go get me Dykes? Get Dykes in here. I want Dykes to sit down with me for a minute. Get him a pair of headphones and get him in here for a minute. Aaron Dykes goes to the Capitol building. He's taping what occurred there for Infowars.com. It is one of the funniest things that I've ever seen in my life. He's got it focused on about five or six cops. All of a sudden, one of the police officers realizes that Aaron's taping him. So he comes over to Aaron and he asks him for his identification. He's like, no, I'm not giving you my identification. I told you I was media. He's like, what do you want my ID for? And it goes on for like 10 minutes. This guy trying to make up every excuse that he has to give up his ID. He said, oh, well, you're a suspicious person. He's like, no, I'm not suspicious. I'm sitting here taping for the media. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And this guy is getting very, very upset. But Aaron never puts the camera down, never takes his eyes off him. And eventually he calls up one of his superiors. And the superior is just like, what are you talking about? Let him go. Get him in here, Aaron. Get the mic hot. I just want to talk about this thing at the Capitol. I was, we were just talking to somebody who confronted somebody over at the gun shows. And I was telling him, well, Aaron just recently got confronted down at the Capitol building just for taping what was an apparent shooting down there, right? Tell people, get him a seat, will you? Someone sit down and, help me out until they get you a seat for a second. All right, go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I was there to check out what happened at the shooting. There wasn't a lot to find out that day. I'm sure details will emerge. But while I'm stalking around on the grounds filming and stuff, and there's lots of other media there, one of the troopers just comes up and demands my identification and won't let me leave, tells me I'm detained until I ID myself.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you being Aaron Dykes, you're not going to be ID'd for no reason.
I'm not going to be ID'd for no reason. I haven't been accused of a crime. It wasn't like we saw another guy in the same trench coat as you.
Mm-hmm. And he even says, I watched the video, he says, you're a suspicious person. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, this guy had a bully mentality, no question about it. He saw me filming about 50, 60 yards away, him and a group of about five or six other state troopers.
And now, have you put this up on YouTube yet?
It's up on YouTube.
It is up on YouTube. Can we find the YouTube video, please, for the Dykes, and we'll play
it's
that.
It's in the InfoWars archives, stories.
It's in the featured stories, InfoWars archives this week, and we're going to play that for you. There's no cursing in it, right?
I don't believe there's any cursing.
All right, so we'll play that play-by-play probably coming up in the next hour. Aaron Dykes of Infowars.com. You can check out most of his work over there or Jones Report. We love you, Aaron.
Thanks.
All right, thank you, buddy. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Steve in Michigan. Steve, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Good.
I was looking on Newsmax, and I guess our beloved ex-master, Magog, is endorsing Senator Hutchinson now.
Oh, is he?
I just wonder why he...
For those who don't know who Magog and Gog are, tell everybody who Magog and Gog are. Some people don't know who you're talking about right now.
Bush Sr.
Yeah, Bush Sr. That's his Skull and Bones name. And they're gods of war that are supposed to actually, I believe, bring in the apocalypse. That's their bag, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
it's mind-blowing, folks. And this is what they call each other in their little elitist societies where – and you'll see this in Invisible Empire. We have some of the videos of the ritual where they do mock throat-slitting. They pledge allegiance to Satan. They say the devil equals death. Death equals the devil. Well, they do a mock throat-slitting of a young naked girl tied up. I can't make this stuff up. It's on video. It's admitted. This is what these people are into. So go over the Newsmax article for me again, Steve.
Well, I switched and looked at something else, and then I tried to go back to it, and and they'd already removed it, and I can't find it now. But
so basically they're saying that Bush is endorsing this Hutchinson character?
It seems he's thrown Governor Perry under the bus, and he's endorsing Senator Hutchinson now.
That's interesting. Well, you know what? Either way, neither of them are going to support the candidate that we support over here at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, which is, of course, Deborah Medina, the only one that is interjecting the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. into the conversation, Hutchinson is running some very slick campaign ads. Being a Texan now, I see these things. The toll road ads and the sovereignty ads are great ones, but she's not telling you the truth. She's a member of the Bilderberg Steering Committee. Bilderberg also covered in Invisible Empire, dropping March 15th. Be on the lookout. Appreciate the call, Steve. We're going to jump. Let's get to David in Arkansas. David, you're online. Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Good.
Got a couple comments, and I want to relay this story from today. I went to the local gun show. I was incensed by what I heard about what happened in Austin. Mm-hmm. Figured it would be prudent to go down to our local gun show, even though I didn't have time to do it, and check things out. I was pleasantly surprised that the show run by the Lions Club here is the same as it's been for the last 25 years. I didn't see any provocateurs in there. Nobody was taking information they didn't need, and it was quite refreshing. As I was leaving, I ran into a gentleman from Collin County Tea Party, and he was handing out cards and trying to get some people to come to meetings, and I struck up a brief conversation with him. The fellow was nice enough, and they seemed to have pretty good goals of trying to, get constitutionalism back into the local government. Mm-hmm. He himself had only read the Constitution a year ago. And that got that kind of alarming. I was like, wow. I'm glad he's on the right page now. He hadn't heard of InfoWars, so I told him about the site. And I think at this point I feel it prudent, being a Prison Planet subscriber and having all of the movies, to burn some movies out and go InfoBomb these folks to give them some tools to wake some people up.
I absolutely agree with you, and the Tea Party is a great movement to infiltrate and do that with, and so is this 9/12 movement. You're going to get a lot more people involved in the 9/12 movement, the Tea Party movements, however, because they're less of Glenn Beck worshipers and more into reality. You may hit some road bumps, but, I went to that Tea Party where Glenn Beck was at in San Antonio back in April, and so many people had already seen the Obama deception and already been awakened to groups like the Bilderberg group that they'd never heard of before this movie. And there was a We Are Change group out there, or it was either that or 9/11 Truth San Antonio, I'm not quite sure, who handed out an additional like 2,000 or 3,000 of these DVDs to people. So that's the way to go. Listen, nobody reads, like you said, this guy for the first time ever read the Constitution just a year ago for the first time. People don't read anymore. They speak MTV, they speak movie, and that's why I do documentary films. Get Fabled Enemies in high quality over at prisonplanet.tv, or order the DVD from infowars.com. Make a dozen copies, hand them out, hold a screening, have people over to your house for drinks before you go out to dinner, and have it in the background, or have it in the background while you're playing cards. I talked about this stuff nonstop on Christmas Day in a stranger's home. Relate to people. Get the information out. Don't be scared of the information. Get a good grasp on it. Talk to others. Give it to them. We can make a difference. I'm not laying down. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Forrest in West Virginia. Forrest, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
Yeah, I like to talk about the left-right paradigm and Aristotle's logic when he was talking about how A is either B or not B,
mm-hmm.
and how, like, in an organic relationship with so the way it's related to politics, like a conservative can be a liberal and a liberal can be a conservative, just like when Alex Jones says that he's a classical liberal and a paleoconservative. So it's they can use the left-right paradigm to bring in tyranny, or we can use it to bring in freedom.
Well, I think that it's a semantical game. They play semantics. They play word games with people because, just like you said, Jones will say, well, I'm more one of those Barry Goldwater, maybe – paleo conservatives, but he's like, but you look at the founding fathers and they were the definition of liberals. They wanted more freedom for people, more movement, less government. And, the establishment has really distorted these terminologies. They've pegged it into a right-left issue, a blue or red. I mean, they want so badly for two sides to oppose one another that they can't see that they are in collusion together. I appreciate the call, Forrest. I believe that Tom in Michigan is next. Tom, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Jason, how are you?
Good.
All right. I got a question for you. I'm just trying to figure out, how would you explain the people that were supposedly on the planes that died during the 9/11 attacks?
What do you mean, how would I explain them? I don't understand.
I mean, I
think they're dead.
I'm just trying to figure out. Okay, I'm just trying to figure out if they were on the planes.
I think they were on the planes. Look, the bottom line is, by all accounts, okay, and you look at the – if you add up the number of people that were on all four flights on a morning flight, these are two of the biggest airlines in the world, American Airlines and United. I fly all the time. I've been on maybe one or two planes where it was at less than half capacity. In my life, all four planes added up together were at less than half capacity. These should have been full-on flights. And then you look at who's on these flights, and a lot of them are military intelligent and government workers. I mean, you look at Burlingame, Charles Burlingame, the guy who supposedly piloted Flight 77. He took part in a Moscow drill before 9/11 where they ram a plane into the Pentagon. You know, so you look at these things, and it looks like some people might have blown the whistle after 9/11, so they were arranged to be on the planes. You know, they were running drills that day. So, you know, some people have a guy named Jesse from TVNewsLies.org. I'll plug that website because it's a great website and he's a great worker. He's always put out the theory to me that he believes that a lot of the phone calls that were made that day were part of the drills on 9/11 and they were reading off a script. Well, I went through some of the more more recent declassified documents from 9/11. And for instance, the CIA drill where they were ramming a plane into a building at 8:46 in the morning, they had isolated the people in that drill. They'd even put up some kind of smoke machines around them. And at times they had fabricated phone calls in that drill. In that drill, they had fabricated phone calls. Now, we know there were separate drills going on in they were coming out of, man, this is killing me, Cheyenne Mountain. Okay, Cheyenne Mountain was running drills all the way through the attacks, so that NORAD from New York had to call them up after Flight 93 had gone down and tell them to shut off the drills. So I don't know exactly what happened to those people, but I assume they're dead. I hope that answered your question, Tom. Appreciate the call. We're going to continue to take your calls on the other side. 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior. We're back after this.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
All 3 hours, 888-201-2244. We're going to hit a news blitz at the top of the hour. But first, I want to wrap this hour up with a little bit of the Aaron Dykes video at the Capitol. And this is just totally enjoyable to watch. I mean, you got to have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership to truly appreciate the stealth-like moves of Aaron Dykes and the persistence of no. I'm not doing anything. No. I do have a driver's license. I do not have to show it to you. No. So let's hit the clip, and you can see this over at Infowars.com. Now, I'm going to narrate it for the radio audience because we're on the radio. Right now, you're looking at about four police officers and one dog, and nobody's really doing anything. Everybody's just kind of there. Now, the officer you're seeing on the right hand in the hat, now he's on the left-hand side. This is where, what's going on over here? Oh, does that guy have a camera? Well, that is a dangerous weapon, that camera. That camera to him was like, oh, my God, that guy might have a shotgun. See, in the info war, cameras are the enemy. Now, he just hands off his thing. He stouts up right there. There it was. If you're watching live, folks, he's already bulked his chest up, and he gives the neck, you know, the tough guy neck side thing. And, I mean, he's eyeing Aaron down right now. He's giving him the Grizzly Adams. He's like, what's going on over here, boy? So right here coming up, he's going to put the camera down signal. The old no, put the camera down. There it is right there, the camera down. But no camera down. Aaron Dykes holds his ground. And here he comes.
Yeah. Who are you? You did. Huh? You did. Let me see your ID. You don't have an ID? Let me see your driver's license.
He's all out of breath just walking up a hill.
Because that's my job. I'm asking you again. Do you have an ID?
I have a driver's license.
Where is your driver's license, sir? I need to see it then. Put that down. Sir? Peace officer, sir. I'm a state police, and put the camera some other direction.
And that's where he hits the camera, right there.
ID, sir. Show me your ID, please.
Why?
Suspicious person, how's that? Let me see your ID, please, sir.
There's a news of
sir,
in here.
Sir,
I'm here with the
let me see the ID, please.
I don't believe I have to show you my ID.
Yo! I'm going to ask you again, please, sir. Mm-hmm. All right.
Sir, I'm being friendly and cooperative, sir. But I don't understand why I have to show my ID.
Let me see your ID, sir.
I'm just getting B-roll of people walking
That's
around.
Fine, sir.
Obviously,
I need to see an ID, sir.
Something about what happened.
I need to see the ID, please. You don't have an ID. Press ID. You don't have an ID.
I have a driver's license.
767.
The man has a camera.
Sir, Lester. What's Lester's call sign? 767.
I mean, you have to. The look on this guy's face is priceless.
7040.
He can't believe that somebody is standing up to his authority. I mean, he's just standing there looking ridiculous, trying to put his hat over the camera now.
Okay.
70, 44, 70, 45. I'm in the extension.
And now the other guy is trying to block his face from Aaron. See, they have to block their face because they know they're in the wrong. They don't want to be on camera because they realize that this is a ridiculous exercise in tyranny. I mean, it's comical. He can detain Aaron Dykes, but he can't be on camera while he does it.
I asked for an ID. It's called failure to identify, sir.
Failure to identify. He knows there's no law.
play this game.
All I'm going to do is wait till my boss
play this game, man. I'm walking around in public.
Oh, we salute you, Dykes. We're going to come back. We're going to take your calls. 888-201-2244. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. PrismaPlanet.tv. InfoWars.com.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Blitz here in the first part of the third hour. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Remember, if you miss any of the program, you can go hit up the podcast after the program over at theinfowarrior.com or become a PrismaPlanet.tv member, and you can get it in streaming video live or after the show in WMV format. All right, North Korea is accusing South Korea of declaring war. This is out of Reuters. North Korea on Sunday accused the South of declaring war by warning earlier this month that it would launch a preemptive strike if it thought its impoverished neighbor was preparing a nuclear attack. The angry retort from Pyongyang, I hope I said that right, is the latest in what has become increasingly brittle relations between the two Koreas, just as the international community tries to lure the North back to nuclear disarmament talks. So who knows where that's going to go? Obviously newsworthy, obviously worth putting out there. Saudi schoolgirl sentenced to 90 lashes after assaulting a headmistress. Is this the type of thing that you want to come to the United States? This is tyranny. This 13-year-old girl apparently got into some kind of a scuffle with her headmistress, which is a teacher. She's 13. They want to give her 90 lashes, 90 public lashes, and put her in jail, Saudi Arabian prison, for 2 months. Talk about a nightmare scenario, folks. Don't think it can't come here. Again, people can be very, very benevolent, or they can be very, very wicked. And a lot of this is very wicked behavior. Check this one out. This should be a huge story. SEC mulled national security status for AIG details. Reuters has obtained emails that prove that they tried to make the emails not only secret, but unable to be obtained through the National Security Agency. As the banksters steal trillions from you and you ask where the money went, they'll say, no, 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 national security. That's why Bernanke sits up there and says, no, we won't tell you where the money went. And guy, no. U.S. securities regulators originally treated the New York Federal Reserve's bid to keep secret many of the details of American International Group Bailout like a request to protect matters of national security, according to emails obtained by Reuters. The request to keep the details secret were made by the New York Federal Reserve, a regulator that helped orchestrate the bailout. Of course, the New York Federal Reserve is just an arm of the Federal Reserve. It's the same thing. and by the giant insurer itself, according to the emails. The emails from early last year reveal that officials at the New York Fed were only comfortable with AIG submitting a critical bailout-related document to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission after getting assurances from the regulatory agency that special security procedures would be used to handle the document. As they steal from you, they protect their own asses. That's the reality. And it's more than AIG. It's all of these criminals. Why did we just give them $28 trillion? $28 trillion. I mean, wow. Wow. $28 trillion. I can't even muster it all up. It's an ungodly amount of money. $28 trillion. I got to go to a call. Scott in Utah. Scott, you're on the line.
Hey, yes, good to hear you again. I wish you were on every week.
Oh, I am on every week. I've been on the last 4 weeks, man.
I mean, but every day. Like.
Oh, yeah, my old daily show. I'm wrapping up the movie.
What's Friday, that? 9 to 12, but, you know, I know that's not right. But
well, you know, I'm trying to do more. We'll see what happens after the film, but, you know. I'm
only you got
a
talent, so keep doing it.
I appreciate it, man. What's on your mind?
Okay, hey, I just wanted, you know, just a way to spread the word. I just kind of started doing this, kind of just dawned on me, but how you get these phone solicitors and they'll call you and they're really easy to break into, you know. You say, hey, you sound
young.
So
wait,
you're
turning it around on call solicitors by giving them information and engaging them on the phone lines. Hold over, Scott. I want to hear about this on the other side. It's the Info Warrior.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web
at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Find new ways to reach people, and we're on the line right now with Scott in Utah, and he's basically telling us how to flip the script on those annoying telemarketing calls. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, hey, it works real good because they want to, you know, they want to kind of start a conversation with you anyway to kind of get you hooked on their product. But you do see most of them are young guys. Hey, you sound pretty young. You know, have you heard of Infowars.com? And well, you know, I've never had any of them say yes, but. Says, well, what's that? You know, it says, well, you know, you can see how the economy's all messed up and you know, how the government's messing with us and stuff like that. And it kind of gives you information. It's a great news site. And then they, some of them will probe a little bit and say, you know, I've even had one say, is that about the conspiracy theories? It says, well, you know, some people call it that, but it's really just real news. Then I've had other people say, well, give me that website again. And then, and you know, you just, you know, so most of them ask for the website again. So,
and Scott, we all get these calls. Every single one of us gets a call.
Millions of them. We could reach a million people a day.
I think it's a great idea. I hope you do a little YouTube video on it. And even if you don't, call in next week and remind me to talk about it again, because I think that's a great way to actually reach people, especially when they're, when they've had a day where everything is the same old thing again and again and again. Either they're getting hanged up on or they're making a sale, or they're getting hanged up on or they're making a sale. And this kind of is going to set in their mind like, man, what was that one call about? Maybe I will check out this website. Great idea. Kudos to you, Scott. I appreciate the call. And kudos to the audience out there for sticking with the Info Warrior. You know, I alluded to the fact that a real important football game was going on there. Some people that have probably bet their lives away on it. But it's an exciting one, too. I was just in the break room getting this delicious cup of Joe, and it's 21-21 going into the fourth quarter. And, you know, whether you like sports or not, everybody knows who Brett Favre is. I mean, even if you just watch something about Mary and you like the gag at the end, he's a likable guy. I understand that. And there is time for entertainment. I'm sure, you know, there's plenty of people out there, especially my friends in my fraternity back home in New York, the people I went to high school with, that are getting together in front of the football screen, having some wings, you know, having some chips and trying to forget about life for a little while. And that's okay. I'm not saying you can't do that. But some of those same friends are going to open up, you know, a Jim Mars book. They are going to be at Infowars.com tomorrow. They're going to vote in the next election. You know, some of my teacher friends have refused to DNA swab their students without parents' permission because they're aware of what it's used for. They're aware of the police state slave grid that's being put into place. And we should all have some time for R&R. That's not what I'm saying. But at the same time, it should not consume us. You know, it shouldn't be about going to work, coming home, playing Xbox, watching sports, and doing it all over again. There's more to life than that, I promise you. Let's go to Wiley in California. Wiley, you're online.
Hey, Jason. How you doing, brother?
Excelente, my friend.
Hey, keeping the InfoWarrior here in California going. I have some crazy news today, and I just wanted to call. It's good to see you on the web. I wanted to call and just get your take. Two things that really stick out. Mm-hmm. It's so insulting right now. Every time they come up with another Osama bin Laden tape.
I agree.
And there's one that just came out today, and they just act like he's still alive. It's so real. He's still...
Well, worse than that... Over there. Let me, where is it right here? I've got three of the articles right in front of me because I want to show you how the take is on the media and the spin. Now, as I talked about earlier, whether, because the White House isn't confirming this is a real tape or not, whether or not it's confirmed is a real tape by the White House, whether they come out in a week from now and say, no, it was a fake tape, it doesn't matter because the dumbed down idiot public remembers what was on the headlines. So even if they confirm this isn't a real tape and Bin Laden wasn't responsible, in the public's mind, they're going to think, Bin Laden, underwear bomber, kill Yemen people. You know, that's what they're going to believe. And if they do run with it, it's even worse. But look at this one right here. Now, here is the CNN one. Report, new Bin Laden tape emerges. Now, they don't say whether it's in question. They don't mention it's an audio tape. You know, people read headlines they don't understand. Yahoo, Bin Laden wording, indicator of upcoming attack. So they're fear-mongering that he's not only taking credit for the underwear bombing, but there's another attack coming. Now, here's the worst one out of Reuters. Bin Laden taunts Obama in show of defiance. We don't even know if the tape's real. In fact, anybody in the know knows that there's a 99.9999999% chance it is a phony tape, Wiley.
Yeah, I know it. That's exactly what's happening. And, again, I wouldn't know this as well as I do now without yours and Alex's efforts. So thank you so much there for opening my eyes. And I spend all my time telling people, look, the underwear bomber, completely staged. Come on. No one's even mentioning the fact that there was a guy with a camera four seats back filming the whole darn thing.
And if you weren't listening to the show earlier, see, this is the front story. Bin Laden's taking credit for this attack. But guess what's in the back of the paper? The back of the paper is now admitting there was a second detainee at the airport who was from Nigeria. They give his name. He's actually an American citizen, but here he was on a terror watch list. Here it is right here. Authorities were watching different Nigerian on Christmas Day flight. Now, remember, the Haskells, the lawyer couple, said this from the very beginning that there was a second man detained. It took a month for a mainstream news organization to say the same thing. Before that, they were called kooks. They were called crazies. Now, what they don't want to discuss is the guy who was taping the entire event, and they still don't want to discuss the 50-plus-year-old sharp-dressed Indian man that got the underwear bomber on the plane with no passport, saying he was a Sudanese refugee. And they can't talk about that because then people would realize, hey, we don't need body scanners. People just need passports to get on planes. Why was this guy getting on a plane anyway? I mean, I guess it wouldn't have mattered if we had the body scanners because he got in without going through security anyway, Wiley.
I know. It makes me sick. They won't mention one word about it in any mainstream media here in America. I do a lot of flying. I tell people all the time, I'm sitting there in the airports explaining the entire story that I've gotten from your source.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, it's going to come out. There's no way they're going to get away with this one. It's already come out in so many respects, but we have to say no to the airport scanners. That's the bottom line. Whether it be on the basis of the fact that, you know, they're going to scan your naked children or the fact that they're going to radiate you. And just like you, Wiley, I travel 10, sometimes 20 times a year on a plane. Those are just trips. I'm not even talking about how many times I change flights or go through airports. I don't need to be radiated an extra 10, 20, 30, 40 times a year. It's just not my thing. Appreciate the call. Jason Burmes, he doesn't want cancer, folks. What do you know? It's not what I'm begging for. I'm not going to beg and plead to get cancer. It's not my thing. Let's go to Jeremy in Montana. Jeremy, you're on the line.
Hi. I just want to say it's a real encouragement to listen to you guys, and I've just known about you guys for 2 months now, and I'm learning a lot. I'm still learning, but I guess I have a couple things. Well, I had an experience with some police officers here in Billings, Montana, where I was at a bar. I had like two beers, and you know, I left the bar. I was just walking around the bar, and I guess they were arresting somebody for an assault. And at some point, an officer, yelled for me to come over, and I approached him. And he's, you know, what are you doing out here? And he shined his light in my face.
As they always do. Me. They want to see if your eyes are going to dilate. They're like, oh, his eyes dilated. Yeah. There's an evil Al-Qaeda terrorist. We better get some more info on this guy. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah, well, how come you shine your light in my face? And he's like, oh, I didn't. You know, and it really kind of ticked me off because, I mean, he's an officer and he shouldn't be doing stuff like that. You know,
look, listen, for those who think that police officers are honest because they have a badge, think again. They are trained to lie to your face. Let me give you a case in point, okay? I am driving in Austin, and I've got to cut through 6th Street. While most of 6th Street is warded off and there are these barriers, some of the sub-streets that go through 6th Street, they let you go through them. So I'm driving through, and this bike cop notices that my I think it was my registration was out of date or whatever. So he pulls me over right there. He bangs on my hood. He says, stop the car. I stop the car. You know, I'm not going to mess with the guy. I see the guy saw my registration was over with. I'm going to take my ticket. I'm going to go. So all of a sudden, his partner comes over, starts shining the flashlight at me. He's like, what'd you stick in the side there? I saw you stick something in the side. I'm like, dude, I haven't even moved my hands. I'm talking to this guy. He's like, what, you got drugs in here? You got drugs in the car? Tell me about the drug. I'm like, look, man, you can search me all you want. I'm like, you can look in the car, take a look. I didn't put anything down here. Oh, of course I can search you. I have probable cause right now. I saw you put something in the side. I didn't even move my hand. So they automatically lie to you to see if you'll admit your own guilt first. They'll say, I smell drugs. They don't smell drugs. They say that to everybody. They say, oh, I saw you move your hand. You didn't see you move your hand. You got guns in the car. I mean, they will use any excuse to treat you like their slave. And that's the America. At least you, hey, look at it this way, man. At least you didn't get beaten to a bloody pulp and tased in the face for having a Mountain Dew bottle. I mean, we can at least have that in America. Maybe that doesn't happen every day. Appreciate the call, Jeremy. Keep up with the InfoWar. Really happy to have you as a listener, my man. Go check out my films, Fabled Enemies and Loose Change Final Cut. And of course, Invisible Empire coming out March 15th. I'm on track to make the deadline, folks. I'm extremely excited about this movie. It actually puts a smile on my face every time I'm in the editing room. Let's go to Jesse in Texas. Jesse, you're online.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
Hey.
Seeing Tottenham versus Leeds United. Good soccer game match happening. But anyways, okay, I am taking History 2 in college right now.
Uh-huh.
And my professor had mentioned 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this in front of the whole entire class. I said, you know what? 9/11 happened to be an inside job by George Bush, David Rockefeller, the whole Rothschild family. And I said it in front of every single student there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just basically spoke what I said. And he said that that is open to interpretation.
Well, I bet you he does know some of it, and I'll say this, and I thank you for the call, Jason. We'll talk about it on the other side. What you did say is almost up to interpretation, and I'll tell you why on the other side. It's the InfoWar.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple.
Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When they tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career.
You know, I think it's great that the caller before stood up in front of his class and said, look, 9/11's an inside job. But then when he says, you know, George Bush is behind, I really don't think George Bush had anything to do with it at all. In fact, I don't think he was let into the loop whatsoever. I think that his father has a better chance of actually being involved in the actual international intelligence operation that was 9/11. And we thoroughly go over this international intelligence operation in Fabled Enemies, showing you the Israeli, Saudi Arabian, Pakistani and shadow government ties. And especially when you say things like, look, the Rockefellers ain't good people. And David Rockefeller has had his hand in some pretty evil shenanigans. And you see this guy as the head or the chair or the creator of so many organizations such as the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group. It goes on and on and on. So does he have his filthy mitts involved in 9/11? I can't prove it definitively. You know, but I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. But at the same time, I don't go out saying, hey, 9/11 was a David Rockefeller job or 9/11 was a Rothschild job. Look, stick to the facts, stick to what people can comprehend, what they can understand, and be palatable with it. You know, show them Building 7 coming down. There's so much out there you can do. Just don't fly off the handle. Become well researched, become well spoken, tell others. That's the Jason Burmis message for today. Let's go to Jason in Florida. Jason, you're online.
Hey, Jason, how you doing? I'm another former upstate New Yorker, so I wanted to talk to you.
All right. Go ahead.
How did you wake up in upstate New York? Because you were aware of all this when you were living in New York, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. 2002, about 6 months after the attacks happened, is when I really woke up. And I'll tell you the story. First of all, on the day, I had my questions. I remembered that day. I thought it was very suspicious that they had named bin Laden right away. I thought I had seen some physical anomalies. When the towers went down, I immediately said, what, did they have explosives in those buildings? How did they come down like that? All that went away in the days after. You know, this was really the birth to me of the 24-hour news network. Although they had been around, they had not been top-rated or something that I was paying attention to, but all of a sudden, I was very, very interested in CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, you name it. I became addicted to this stuff. So I start buying into the media hype, and I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, 17 of these hijackers were, or I'm sorry, 15 of the 19 hijackers are from Saudi Arabia. They probably don't want to go into Saudi Arabia right away because it's a bigger nation and we have big relations with them. So they're going to try to take over smaller parts of the Middle East to go after Saudi Arabia. This is me thinking that, again, the attacks were what the media portrayed, and I'm thinking the United States is just kind of being savvy about it. It wasn't until the run-up, before we went into Iraq in 2003, but when we started to beat those drums, I said, man, Iraq didn't have anything to do with this, even by mainstream accounts, and they really want to go into that nation. I'm still kind of riding that wave that they want to take over more nations and maybe go after Saudi Arabia at the end. So I remember a couple things that planted seeds even before that. This was almost when I wake up, about 6 months after, I saw Fox and Friends, and they were talking about Thierry Meyssan's Pentagon book. And they were saying that no plane hit the Pentagon, and they were laughing at him. And I was like, this is disgusting. I can't believe someone would even say this stuff. Brushed it off. Then I'm watching Human Shields on MSNBC, and it was on the Chris Matthews Hardball. But I remember he had a substitute guest that day, the guy who usually subs with him. And the guy's sitting there, and he goes, come on, man. You're telling me that they don't have any fighter jets up at the Pentagon after two terrorist attacks in the United States? And the guy kind of brushed it off. And I said, you know what? That's a great question. So that set into motion me kind of questioning what was going on. But here's the kicker. Here's what really woke me up. Now, I live in a town where I went to college in Oneonta. But the town I went to high school in, I moved to even further upstate New York. I used to live in Dutchess County until I was about 12, and then I went up to Amish country in this little town called Fort Plain, New York. So I go back to Fort Plain for a men's night basketball game. A couple of my friends had become teachers there, and then some of my old teachers also played ball there. So I go back, and I'm shooting hoops and everything else, and I go back into my old locker room where I used to suit up for games for baseball and soccer. We didn't have a football team. And in the urinal is a picture of Osama bin Laden's face, and it said Operation Enduring Freedom. And I'm thinking to myself, man, this is a school for 12 to 18-year-olds, and you're pissing on bin Laden's face while it says Operation Enduring Freedom. And at the time, I knew that bin Laden had worked with the CIA in the 80s during the Soviet invasion. And I also knew a lot about the JFK assassination. And this, with all these other seeds, I said, you know what? I better make damn sure that this guy actually pulled this off and that I'm not being lied to. And I went home that night and I went to a website that gave me just a 24-hour synopsis of the day's events. It's called www.911timeline.net. And I'll take the story from there. Hold over, Jason, if you're still there. We're going to continue to take your calls. 888-201-2244. It's the Info War. You're back after this.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and
and get an instant home value estimate. View comparable homes and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
I laughed and shook his hand, made my way back home. I searched for farmland. Years and years I roamed. I gazed, I gazed and stared.
And I'm telling people how I woke up to 9/11, and we're basically up to the point where I'm at my old high school at a men's night basketball game, and I come across this urinal, all the urinals in the boys' locker room where Bin Laden's face is there, and you're pissing on Bin Laden. Again, these are young, impressionable minds. So I say to myself, look, I've got to find out what happened. You know, I saw the writing on the wall that these wars weren't going to end and they were only going to expand. And I said, look, if these guys did it, that's fine with me. You know, if we're really in this to, I mean, 9/11 shook the hell out of me. I mean, I lost sleep, and especially coming across the information that I did with my investigation, I lost a ton of sleep. So I find this website, 911timeline.net. I highly encourage anybody go there. And it's also accompanied by another great website called standdown.net. It's a guy that really was one of the pioneers in the 9/11 truth movement, and no one ever talks about the dude. His name's Mark R. Elsis. And again, it's just a midnight to midnight scenario of September 11th, the full 24 hours, 40 pages. And there were so many anomalies and so many links to mainstream media. I couldn't believe it. So I spend the next 2 or 3 weeks on Kazaa and Morpheus, which are basically at the time file share networks, kind of like LimeWire is now. And I start downloading all this raw footage and I start seeing more and more anomalies. And it just really, you know, roller coastered from there. I couldn't stop talking about it. I was freaking out. Most of my friends thought I was crazy. I lost a lot of friends, actually, and family members didn't want to talk to me. And they all came around when Loose Change became like a nationwide sensation. But that was about, geez, that I was talking about this back in 2002. So it wasn't until 2005 when I started gaining some acceptance. In 2004, I saw myself making headway with my smarter friends who were actually looking at the information. My brother started to come around. Even my sister, who really didn't care one way or the other, started to come around. But really by 2005 and the advent of Loose Change Second Edition, which was just such a huge movie, it's still the number one internet movie of all time, and people don't like to talk about that. But it reached hundreds of millions of people throughout the world. And from that, I mean, it's grown into a whole movement. And I think it's a matter of once you see the information, Jason, what do you do about it? I mean, do you sit back and suck your thumb and say, no big deal? Do you go along to get along? Do you just live the same life? Because I became, you know, the 20-something guy at the party who was talking about these politics. I became the guy in 2004 that was warning everybody that we had a rigged skull and bones election with Kerry and Bush running. So in a lot of respects, you know, people didn't want to talk to me. But as it gained momentum, more people were interested and more people will at least look at the evidence. So I hope that answers your question, Jason. Anything else?
Yeah, man, I was really curious about hearing that story because I thought that the information was so totally controlled in New York, at least where I live. So it wasn't until I moved to Florida that I woke up to any of this.
Well, in 05, man, in upstate New York, in 05, when I was telling you that the second edition came out, we were on the cover of the Albany Times Union and we were on the cover of the Metro, and the Metro cover is outrageous. Like, I couldn't even believe they put us on the cover like that. On the Times, it was kind of like, you know, we were the lead article and there was a small header, but on the Metro, man, we were just like full front cover and we were on the front page of Syracuse papers. We really took upstate New York by storm and we were going down in the city even and doing WBAI all the time. And, you know, there's a classic interview with me being ambushed by Opie and Anthony. That one was really early on in Loose Change's success. Corey Rowe initially started to do the interview. He's the veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq. And, you know, he's not quite the point man or the fact man or as well spoken as I am. So I walk in thinking that I'm just going to be packaging DVDs for the day. And he just hands me the phone. He's like, look, man, I'm getting attacked. I need you to take this phone. And I mean, these guys were just, I can't even say the things they were saying to me on the air. They wanted to rape my mother and give her AIDS. They were cutting me off. I tried to handle it as best I could, but it ended up for classic radio. But, you know, the information's out there. You just got to know where to look. And remember, I'm not sure, Jason, have you seen my films? Have you seen Second Edition, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a Prison Planet member.
All right. So, I mean, then you know that, you know, 70 to 80% of the content of my films are mainstream news sources, whether they be video or mainstream articles, right?
I've seen them all, and
it's crazy.
Thing you had up on your website with the argument with the kid on YouTube about the temperatures recorded by NASA.
And there's another classic. You know, I go down on the 7th anniversary of 9/11, I believe it was, the 7th anniversary of 9/11, and I'm handing out Fabled Enemies. Fabled Enemies had just come out. I didn't even have DVDs yet, and somebody had taken the PrisonPlanet.tv and burned it onto about 100 discs. So I'm handing them out to people, and then all of a sudden I see one of the debunker attacker people come up to me and start talking to me, and he's like, the temperatures weren't that hot. No one said they were 2,700 degrees. And I cite this article, and I got it wrong when the article came out. I said it had come out like a week ago when, in fact, it came out on 9/16. But I had cut it out of Newsday myself, and it was the head of FEMA in New York, talking about 2,700 degree temperatures. But according to this kid, it just didn't exist. I went and found the scan of the article. I posted the scan of the article. He then said that was fake. Then somebody typed in the text of the article and realized that it had been picked up by smaller papers nationwide. And, of course, I hadn't faked anything. And I won't have to fake anything, Jason, because the truth is on my side. Appreciate the call. Long live upstate New York, brother. Let's go to Steven in New Mexico. Steven, you're on the line.
Hermes.
Yes.
Funny thing happened while I was watching the football game tonight, Saints and the Vikings. I was listening. I had this football game turned down real low, and the Sunday transmission turned up real loud. Mm-hmm. So I'm listening to your show, and you were talking about the game, and I got a feeling guilty. I got the game on, and the next guy called in, and he talked about Magog, Poppy Bush.
Yeah.
And as soon as he said Magog, they panned up up in the luxury boxes, and he was up there sitting on the throne.
Oh, you're telling me that the old man is up there worshiping Moloch and rooting on the Saints? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. As soon as your caller said Magog, they showed him on the football game. I go, whoa. I thought to myself, speak of the devil.
Speak of the devil, and he shall appear. A little bit of synchronicity right there. I appreciate the call, Steven. Very interesting caller. Hey, and don't feel bad about watching the game. I know it's a big game. You're listening to the show while watching it. That's a great way to handle the situation. All right, I forgot, but we got somebody, you know, across the seven seas over here. Neil in the UK. Neil, you're on the line.
Jason, good morning from the UK. How are you doing?
Good, man.
Good, good. I just wanted to give you a call. I'm a first-time caller. Just really to say, first of all, well done for the Loose Change movies. Probably the definitive documentary on what happened at 9/11. It's just really, I'm sorry if I'm rehashing old material here, but I thought you might want to hear the perspective of a European on all of this.
Yeah.
It amazes me, it disgusts me, and frankly, it stupefies me, the attitude of your media over in the USA to 9/11. It was the most horrifying event, certainly not just for Americans, but all over the world. I mean, we watched as what happened on 9/11 happened, and I think everybody in the UK was absolutely horrified, and it has had a knock-on effect here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they not investigating perhaps the worst crime perpetuated against the American people ever? Why are they being so blasé about it? I cannot understand this.
Well, the thing is that they have to protect their system. And their system is you have a choice between Republicans and Democrats, and that's it. You can't expose the military-industrial complex. You can't expose the shadow government. And I don't know, you know, you're talking about the Loose Change series, Neil. I'm not sure if you've seen my latest film, Fabled Enemies, but instead of focusing on the physical anomalies of 9/11. This really goes through and shows you how it is an international intelligence operation. Yes, the shadow government was involved, but what is the shadow government? Most people don't even understand what that is. It's the continuity of government program, and it was revamped during the 80s under none other than George Bush Sr. And some of the senior officials in this shadow government that is accountable to no one were people like Dick Cheney, who was an ordinary congressman at the time, and Donald Rumsfeld, who was working with pharmaceutical companies at the time. We both know that they came in during the Bush administration, the second Bush administration, that is, as the Secretary of Defense and the Vice President. And the reason that they don't want to expose this system, let's say it happened, Neil. Let's say we had an honest investigation into 9/11 and elements of the U.S. government were exposed in colluding with the nations of Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and Israel, which is what my research shows happened. All of a sudden, we are the new 1940s Germany, and somehow the United States would have to be destabilized, and we wouldn't be the big dogs anymore. They may eventually do this. They may eventually expose 9/11 in an effort to create global governance. They'll say, well, we need to have a war panel, and they can't investigate themselves, and surely they can investigate themselves. But even more than why isn't the United States investigating 9/11, why is it when Michael Meacher of the British Parliament back in 2005 tried to screen a copy of Loose Change in front of Parliament, was he shot down? You know, why was he so viciously attacked? Why won't other nations, other westernized nations, take a look at 9/11? Why isn't France throwing a fit? Why isn't London throwing a fit? Why isn't Italy throwing a fit? You know, why aren't these nations talking about it? It's because they're part of the same Anglo-American empire. And my next film is called Invisible Empire. It'll be out March 15th. And it's really going to give you the overview of these organizations and their goals and how they operate. But I wouldn't hold your breath for an independent 9/11 investigation. I think the best that we can do is just, you know, wait for more information to come out and keep exposing it, keep exposing the tyrants. And hopefully one day we will hold them accountable, because my dream is that family members of the 9/11 attacks that didn't sell out, that didn't take the hush money, that are still trying to get the truth, get to sit as the jurors, are the ones that get to ask the questions. They're given subpoena power so they can investigate the deaths of their loved ones, because they are the ones that lost so much that day. They are the ones that are truly emotionally attached to this. The event affected everybody. You know, we all have to question the event, especially you hear it. I don't know about your country, but every night on the news, they still talk about 9/11. You know, we're in a post 9/11 world. You know, this underwear bomber is in connection with Al Qaeda, who did 9/11. You know, I heard Glenn Beck just this weekend dissing 9/11 truthers yet again and trying to bring in the Van Jones green recovery jobs guy. He's a 9/11 truther. They'll work with Al Qaeda to bring down America. And that's what they really say. I don't like Al-Qaeda. I don't like Muslim extremism. But at the same time, if they're not guilty, we have to expose the guilty parties, Neil.
Well, I'll tell you what I did the other day, Jason. Mm-hmm. I live in a small town in the northwest of the UK, county near Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
And I painted a placard that said, 9/11 was an inside job. Ask questions, demand answers, investigate 9/11. And I went and I stood for 6 hours in my small town centre, in the shopping centre where I live. And, you know, I didn't have one person coming up to me crying BS. They all came up to me, clapped me on the shoulder, said, well done, keep the truth, you know, keep the message going. Nobody here buys it. Nobody here buys it, Jason. Everybody here knows that 9/11 stinks.
I got to tell you, I have not ever been to the United Kingdom. I've had offers to come out there, and I really should, you know, get out a little more. I'm a little nervous traveling outside the country, but we'll see. I was able to do that Fight Star video, but I didn't have to travel overseas to do it. I'd like to see what the feeling is there. But, you know, you guys have false flag terror in your country. You look at 7-7 and the amount of information out that was a false flag attack. And the fact that – have you seen – what is it? 7-7 ripple effect yet, Neil?
Yes, I have.
And that man got arrested, my man. I mean, that guy's in jail for making that movie. That makes me uneasy.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Finish up, Neil.
Going
go ahead.
Here, I mean, our liberties are being taken away from us just as yours have been taken away from you. Mm-hmm. It's time that a stop was put to this. I mean, Tony Blair is testifying on Friday at the Iraq War Inquiry. He is being held accountable for his actions. I would love to see the day where Bush and Cheney are being held accountable for their actions.
I'm with you 110%.
That would be a sweet day.
Not only a sweet day, it would be worthy of pay-per-view, my friend, and everybody getting together for a party. I appreciate the call. What a great caller that was. Really great to know we do have an international audience out there. Let's go to Steven in Houston. Steven, you're online.
Yeah, hey, good evening, Jason.
Hey.
I wanted to ask you a question, and I want to use this to make a point. Mm-hmm. What would you consider to be integrity?
Integrity? I would say that integrity is having pride in oneself, trying to do the right thing pridefully, but also trying to help out other people around there, help out humanity, and be as honest as possible, work towards a greater good. You know, that's integrity to me.
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head with the word honesty. You know, to me, integrity is where you hold true to your convictions based on what you know is right, what's good, and what's true, and you don't compromise that for anything or anybody, regardless of what it costs you. That's what integrity really is. And the reason I bring that up is because I'm subscribed to WorldNet Daily, and I know you guys, use some of the articles they put on there to reference some of the, articles you guys put on InfoWars.com.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, WorldNet Daily's been around now over a decade. And I may not agree with everything over there, but they are some of the, I guess they're part of the forefront of the quote-unquote alternative media. They've been around a long time, and they do a lot of good work.
And I know Alex in the past has interviewed Jerome Corsi, who is a major contributor to WorldNet Daily. Mm-hmm. Well, the editor-in-chief's name is Joseph Farah. And anyway, I got an email from them. I get emails from them every day. And this was a paid ad through WorldNet Daily advertising the, let's say it was called the George Bush Presidential Center. W. Bush Presidential Center, asking that people getting this to become a charter member of them. And, you know, the thing that was appalling to me, and I called them up because I wanted to write to Mr. Farah asking, basically why he would allow this kind of thing to be advertised. And it's this guy, there's a guy named Mr. Mark Langdale, who's the guy that heads up this George W. Bush Presidential Center in this ad. And this is what this guy said. He said, "The difficult decisions President Bush made in the face of each challenge were rooted in the core principles he held throughout his years of public service, the fundamental values that have guided America since her founding: freedom, opportunity, responsibility, compassion." I wanted to throw up when I read this. So I
threw up a little in my mouth just listening to that, Stephen. That's unbelievable to me. Go ahead.
To say is, I wrote to Mr. Farah, and I gave him quite a long email asking him, well, why would he have this kind of thing promoted through his site? Well, he wrote me back a response, and I wanted to read you the response he gave me, and this is why I bring up about integrity. To me, this man's not a man of integrity, because they've been real big on, coming out against Obama and exposing him. But see, it's been from the left-right paradigm angle, the false paradigm.
But
and he said,
let me say this, though. You know, WorldNet Daily wasn't the worst during the war. I mean, they did some pretty scathing articles, not only on the Bush administration and their war policy, but they also, WorldNet Daily was, I wouldn't say they were pro 9/11 truth, but they print more than most. We're going to come back. We're going to let Stephen read that email from the editor of WorldNet Daily and so much more. We're wrapping up the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. Back after this, InfoWars.com, Prison Planet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know, because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
I was just in the break room, and it looks like we're going to overtime, 28-28, after Favre just threw an interception when he had wide open field to run the ball. That's my, that's me being a sportscaster for about 30 seconds, folks. We're on the line with Stephen in Houston, and he's about to read a letter from the editor over at WorldNet Daily in response to Stephen's disgust of them trying to get charter members for the George W. Bush, it's either Memorial Fund or Library, or it might be a combination of both. Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, it's the George W. Bush Presidential Center, and this email was entitled An Invitation from President and Mrs. Bush. Well, after I wrote Mr. Farah this long email, and I gave him links to both your movies as well as Alex Jones, Terror Storm, and Endgame, just to push, you know, make the point that Bush is no better than Obama. He just looks better on the surface to all the neocons. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, here's what he wrote back to me. It was real short. This is a paid ad. We do not discard paid advertising because we have a political axe to grind. Now, get this. During the 2008 political campaign, WorldNet Daily published hundreds of paid ads for Obama. Do you think that implied endorsement? My response to that is yes, and it's hypocrisy, and that's why I wrote back, especially when you consider that they are so pushing how bad Obama is, but you see, the whole thing is, again, you know, you're just talking to the, about, you know, 9/11. They're still coming at this thing from the point of view that it was Osama bin Laden and the Muslims and the so-called terrorists from the Middle East, instead of looking past the puppets to the people pulling the strings, which is the people that run the Fed and these families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the royals in England and the Netherlands. That's the problem. And see, this is the point I'm making, Jason. As long as we've got people like this out there who want to, you know, act like they're true Americans and patriots and they're all on board with being for the Constitution and against tyranny, and yet they promote this kind of a disregard for, you know, having a lack for integrity, I mean, they're just making things harder for people like you and me. I mean, can you imagine? I can't see you and Alex, you know, when you've come out so hard on both sides, you know, Obama or Bush, like Obama because he's president now. Can you see Alex running ads for Obama?
Let me tell you a little story. Back in 2007, 2008, while the 2008 election was hot, we do run Google ads. Now, Google Ads doesn't necessarily tell you what they're going to post, but a couple of the Google Ads were for John McCain's campaign. Alex immediately got in touch with these people and said, look, we can't be running Google Ads for the mainline candidates, you know, whether it be John McCain or Barack Obama or Mitt. He's like, we can't do that. You need to find a different Google ad to put up there. And they did. So, you know, coming from the experience of actually seeing it, you know, I know we don't roll like that. That's not how InfoWars does things. That's not how Alex Jones does things. That's not how Jason Burmes does things. And I do think, Stephen, that it is quite the lack of integrity. We only sell products here that we believe in. Gold, silver, a cola blue, storable foods. And again, things that promote the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and a free humanity. I thank you for the call, Stephen. We are wrapping it up here at the Info Warrior. If you missed the show, you can go pick it up at theinfowarrior.com following the program or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. If you missed the authorities coming out saying, yes, we did detain a second Nigerian man on the Christmas underwear bomber flight. Yes, they did. See, we told you they did. They admitted a month later. Went over that story. We went over the teenager, the honor student, the viola player who had a Mountain Dew bottle and got kicked, punched in the face. Oh, yeah, and tasered in the face. We covered that one over here. And so much more. CCTV cameras in the UK, the Predator drones they're about to use to employ them, the Supreme Court stamping down on the common man, giving special powers to the corporate entities that already dominate our lives. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Thank you so much for joining us, especially on this big playoff day. God bless y'all.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoblue.com today.